This is Jerry Bain. I'm joined today with Mohammed El-Hindi, Assistant Vice Chancellor and CIO, and James Jorstad, Director of Academic Technologies, both from the University of Wisconsin La Crosse. Thanks for joining us today here, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jerry.
You guys have gone through some cultural changes in your IT organization, and you're here to talk about that. What was the impetus for the original review of your IT culture, and what did you find that was amiss?
Sure. I think whenever you hear external review, either the hair goes up or you have, what are we doing wrong? And it isn't always about what you're doing wrong. It can be as how you can improve your current services. But generally, there are some three core areas that they were looking at. They wanted to investigate where we are with technology, how we use it, how we deploy it, and how our general IT services are used. And then also they wanted to look at, develop some specific recommendations, how we can be more strategic and how we use IT in general. And then also enhance the IT alignment as far as where it reports, who's part of the IT enterprise. And it was interesting, administratively, the campus basically said that the review team, you can be brutally honest, give us a very clear picture of what you have, and kind of avoid that undue blame or credit. It's very easy to say, well, this person's not doing this, but at the same time, don't give undue credit. So I think that was kind of an innovative way of looking at the external review, and that really IT needs to serve as a catalyst. So they came up with a list of 10 things, and they included, a surprise, communications, which seems to be a universal challenge in IT. And then it went down organization. What about a new web presence for the campus? The money or finances you need? And what about the organizational dynamics? So that was how was brought together, and then we charged forward.
Do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah. You know, anytime you go through external review, you got to look at the positive side of it. The positive side in this, time is changing. So IT of the 1970 is not the same IT we need in 2011. So that's kind of the start of that, and how we serve people at the time they need the service and the type of service they need, because the change of curriculum, the change of type of service, the change of population that we serve. So that's kind of another thing to add to why we need to take a look at ourselves and take a look at the culture and how we change the culture.
One follow-up question to that is, how do you balance keeping the trains running on time, keeping service robust, keeping service every day right there for your customers, while looking ahead and strategizing? How do you balance those two things as a CIO?
It's definitely a challenge, but at the same time, they all go hands in hands. They go together. If you sat down and you try to figure out what I need to do today to accomplish this specific task for tomorrow in everything you do, there is just an organic movement. So what's happening in our case, we know what we need to keep things going. We know what it takes to keep the light on. But at the same time, we have a very clear understanding, and not just the CIO, that's a very clear understanding from the entire leadership of information technology. That's the director of ATS, the director of client services, and the director of network and enterprise, myself, and the team. They really did understand that we are here today, we have to do this well. We got to keep the network running, we got to keep the server going, we got to keep the classroom light on. But at the same time, how we move ourselves to the next step, and knowing this next step is a challenge.
Right.
So knowing the next step is something that you have to work with your faculty, you have to work with your stakeholder to understand. In a lot of time, you're going to have to lead the charge by saying, hear what you're telling me. And you have to give them a model of what they try to tell you. So building that model and put it in front of them, that's how you move to the next one.
What were some of the biggest challenges in redirecting the entire IT organization? Could you give us a rough timeline of how it happened, and what were some of the biggest challenges to it?
Actually, when we look at this, it's kind of a two-year process. And some of the most important things is obviously to improve communication, but also to generate that trust. Somebody said, well, how do you start that process? Well, you can't just talk about technology. You have to reach into the personal level. And it's not an 8-to-5 job daily if you want to make these important changes. It's like staying after 5 o'clock where Mohammed's in my office talking about themselves, about their strifes, their human issues, and then understand the person. So it's well beyond the technology. That's just your day-to-day work and strategizing with it, but you have to understand the person. The other thing I think over this two-year period is how you empower people who never had a chance to lead. And mentorship is really critical. We've had some employees through the external review are no longer doing those things. And so if you take something away from someone, employee, that's done it for 10 or 15 years, and then what's next? So you have to think about how can you empower them to be a leader. So you look for projects. You know what? This person will flourish, and they will grow if we give them this project and lead that project. And they create this ownership that I want to prove myself. I want to do a good job. And the other thing I think is key in this two-year period is to get people not to think of this organization chart of I report to this person. We have a very unusual, very fluid, where it's not so much the org chart. It's that on a daily basis that people who don't even report to me are working collaboratively on a project. So this cross-pollination of the server people and the web stream and the distance education people and the client services, the help desk, we all work horizontally. And I think that takes time. It could be successful, but it took like a two-year process. And the fourth element, you have to learn to laugh. We have a lot of humor in our department, and that breaks the tension. And I think people say it's almost like a second family away from home. And technology can be a very stressful environment, but it's the laughter that kind of breaks through that stress.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to add to that?
Definitely. The human side of it, we have to respect the people and deal with the problem. So the challenge becomes how you distinguish between the problem and the person. And that's where it becomes a little bit challenging. But with the help of everybody, we have a very clear understanding of here the problem we need to deal with, but at the same time, we have to respect this person. I like to what Jim said is being happy in what you do and have an environment that's where people can come in and actually not being stressed being there. In our university, when somebody is Thursday, we get people and we go to their office and we sing for them in the middle of the day. And everybody's upstairs and downstairs looking what those people are doing. But that's the kind of stuff that's the smallest stuff. The smallest stuff, that's what make a difference. Not the big things, the small things.
Do you try to stay away from a blame culture?
The CIO and the director take all the blame. That's something we tell them. You want to blame somebody, blame me. Okay? You did something wrong, make it my problem. Make it my problem. Make it Jim's problem. And we will work with you to get you where you can feel comfortable to say, you know what, I made a mistake, and we celebrate failures. Okay.
What advice do you have for other IT organizations at other universities that feel the need to change or shift the focus and culture from within?
Well, I'll start with a quote. I enjoy the TV character Monk. And if you're familiar with him, beyond being a germaphobe, he has a saying about change. And he'll say, I'm not afraid of change. I just don't want to be around when it happens. And we love Monk as a TV character, but we don't want professionals thinking that way. We want them to embrace change. And Muhammad talks about celebrate your failure, to acknowledge it, to learn from it, and teach with it. And then it gets back to this idea of cross-pollination. One day we might be working a server for a web stream. And again, that person does not report to me, but bring them into your family. We've had employees that have worked for me, have been moved to another department in 6 months, they will come back to our staff meetings because they want to be engaged. Not because we have great treats at the noon hour, but because they want to engage in that conversation. And it kind of breaks down those silos slowly but surely. It's not about me. It's about we. It really truly is not rocket science. I think in IT, we don't dedicate the time to make the effective change.
One last follow-up quick question is, I think sometimes you can talk about being open and everybody having their opinion and allowing dissent, but sometimes it's easier said than done. Do you have employees that are fearful of repercussions from actually saying what they mean, or where the leadership says, anything, you say anything, you know, it's all, but people are scared to really take that step forward. How do you make people comfortable in taking that step forward?
We model by example. So not everybody the first day we said, speak up your mind. They said, yeah, I will. No, that did not happen. And we still have people that are still shy. But at the same time, they have seen when somebody stood up and talked to Jim and spoke their mind and nothing happened to them. As a matter of fact, in some cases, they are so correct. We end up going like, oh, thanks God you spoke. So that's just how it is. I mean, you have to give people the example. You have to show them the evidence, okay, that what we preach is what we actually going to execute. So, and it takes time. I mean, our first year is not all rosy, to be honest with you. It's tough. But at the same time, as people understand, as people look at XYZ did this one, and they really actually been rewarded for it. So people start coming aboard with it.
I very much appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, sure.